We shall discuss some information of the Shachnorosh that are in the second Chelek, in the third Chelek, in the fourth Chelek, in several places. So to make it easier, I made a copy of this in Al-Kabi Shachnorosh. So whoever wants to check it out later. Children, when the father is obligated to educate them, to start the chinuch, is not always the same. Not every child has the same rule, and not every mitzvah is the same time. When Alter Rebbe explains the time when the father is obligated to start educating the child to do mitzvahs, and not to do what he is not allowed to, he is explaining that when he gets to the age that he understands a specific mitzvah, that's when the obligation is on the father to teach him. If he is capable of understanding what Shabbos is all about, then the father should teach him to listen to Kiddush and have Havdalah every Shabbos. That's for mitzvahs Esser. So every mitzvah is a different time. But when is the time for the father to obligate to teach his child not to do what he is not allowed to? That's whenever the child understands that there are things he's not allowed to do, and the father tells him this you're not allowed to do, he is capable of understanding it. So that's when he is supposed to start teaching him not to do malacha for Shabbos, or not to eat what he is not supposed to, or things like that. But there are several mitzvahs that the Gemara is very specific in telling when is the time when he is supposed to start teaching him. When the father is obligated to start teaching the child. We are now approaching in Kippur and Sukkot. Sukkot here, we have the mitzvah of eating in Sukkot, and we have the mitzvah of lulav without minim. So the Gemara is very specific in all these things when he is obligated to start teaching the child. The Mishnah says that when the child is able to shake the dalad minim properly, that's when the father should teach him how to do it every day. That's for the dalad minim. What about eating is okay? So the Gemara says, when the child becomes 5 or 6, that's when the father should start teaching the son that he has to eat in the sukkah. Why 5 or 6? He is capable of understanding the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah when he is younger than 5. But the Gemara says that the child, till when he is getting 5 years old, he is very attached to his mother. And if he is weaker, then it will take him another year till he is 6. He's still very attached to his mother. He would want to eat with his mother. And if the father will force him, obligate him, to come with him eating in sukkah, when the mother is not eating in sukkah, it will be hard for the child. And therefore, the Chazal said, that you shall not obligate your child to eat in sukkah till he is in the age of 5 or 6, till he is independently comfortable to eat with the father, to go eat with the father, and not to stay with his mother by the meal. That's for sukkahs. Earlier, the sukkahs we have in Kippur. For in Kippur, the Gemara says that the father shall not teach his son or his child to fast in Kippur, even partial, for several hours later to eat. He shall not do it till the child is 9 years old or he is 10 years old. If he is stronger, then 9 is enough. Then if he is weaker, then 10 is the part of time. When he should try to teach him to eat several hours later and cheaper, for him to learn a little bit about, get used to test on cheaper. When he is getting to the age of 11, this is when the father should teach him to fast the whole day if he is capable of educating himself to fast when he becomes a bar mitzvah. And the reason is very obvious, because even if the child is capable of fasting a few hours, but when it will be the obligation of the father to teach the son or the daughter to start fasting, even though they are capable of understanding about Yom Kippur when they are 4 years old already, and they still go for 5 years without fasting at all, because if the father will teach them that, he will enforce it on them, it's harsh on them. And the Chazal said, better do not do it till they are at the age of 9 or the age of 10. So that's how we see the ages or and the situation, the stage in which mitzvah is different, and when we are learning now about the Kippur and then Sukkot, so that's when the time is for them to start teaching their children to do this mitzvah. Now, who is obligated to teach the child? Whom did Chazal put on this obligation of teaching the child to do the mitzvahs? So the Gemara says that Rish Lakish says the obligation is only on the father, not on the mother. And that's how the halacha is in the poskim, and the Alter Rebbe said it several times in many places in Shulchan Aruch. So the halacha is that the Chazal put this obligation of chinuch on the father, not on the mother. Sure, it is very important and very good when the mother is teaching the child to do everything she's supposed to. She's always with him, she's always in the house, and it says in many strong, starting from the Shalom, that she may be even more obligated than the husband to teach the children, because she has the capability. She's always with him in the house, not like the husband that goes to work. But still, the chiyuv that the Rabbanan obligated was only the father and not the mother. The mother? Yes. It's only Chazal. The Torah did not obligate the son, which is gotten, or the father, only on three mitzvahs. Making a bris to the son, teaching him Torah, and Tidyan Aben, obviously. But chinuch in general is only midrabbonim, the teaching. And this obligation of Rabbanan puts only on the father, not on the mother.
But when people get in time,
and separate at the time, this other thing.
The whole
Yehuda
Terah
is like that might be Shayat Leah. No, Yehuda Terah means teaching him Terah Shayat Leah. So the Yehuda says, Veshinantum Levonecho. The Veshinantum Levonecho means that even when the child is not Bar Mitzvah, you are supposed to teach him, he should know about the learning Terah. Not doing the mitzvahs yet, but you are supposed to teach him. In a Terah, the Av is obligated to teach the son. In a Terah, the Terah says, he got to Levincho when he's still a child. So in a Terah, you are supposed to tell him, you should know the story of Jesus inside. And in a Terah, you are supposed to make sure the priest is given of him. So this is our only obligations in a Terah on the child. But the Chachamim put the obligation for educating all other mitzvahs on the stage that we have mentioned, and this obligation was only on the father. So what is it then? If God forbid there is no father, the post can say that some post can say it goes automatically to the mother, and some of the post can say it goes directly to the best of the kehillah. They are obligated to find who should teach him. That's also, but we're now about chinuch, that the rabbanon and chachamim obligated them. The obligation of the Torah, it says that he should teach him the Shinantum Levonecho, and then the second pasuk, in the second pasuk, and one can some Ezmechem, that we learn that it proves that he has to make sure that the son learns, even if you can't teach him, so you are supposed to hire a teacher of faith preparation. That's all explained in the from the Torah, and that's all in the Torah. But we are speaking now about the regulations of chinuch. Since legally the chazal did not put the obligation on the mother, so therefore it will say in Hilchas Kippur that when a child, even he got to the age of education for times, and he is not in the mood, he wants to eat, and he goes to the freezer and he takes food and he starts eating. When he's not Bar Mitzvah yet. And the father says it, he's supposed to stop and tell him, no, today he's in Kippur, you're supposed to wait a few hours or fast all day. But if the mother says she is that, she's not obligated to tell him anything. She could teach him, but she is not obligated. Just like a stranger will see him doing that, he is not his obligation to tell the kid, you're not allowed to eat. It's only the father. But then the Alter Rebbe says, here in Tafesh Tezvarim, the Simon where he speaks about educating the children for fasting, that if the child asks the mother to serve him food, she is not allowed to. If he is asking a stranger to serve him food, he is not allowed to. Here the Alter Rebbe does not explain specifically this halacha, but this is more explained in Shimon Gimel, where he really explains the halachas of chinuch. And then he says, that when she is not allowed to serve him, it is not midrabanan. We are speaking now, till now, about chinuch, which is obligation only midrabanan. But the issue to serve him food when he is not allowed to is the issue in the Torah. Where does the Chumash say that? So he brings in Shimon Gimel that the pasuk says Lei Seichlu. In Parsha Shmini, the Torah says all the kinds that the minim, the apes, and the chayot that are not kosher, you're not allowed to eat. But each one says you shouldn't eat it, you shouldn't eat it, you shouldn't eat it. Esther finishes the whole thing. He says, Loi Seichlum, you shouldn't eat them. So the Gemara says, why does he have to say again? With everyone, this you shouldn't eat, this you shouldn't eat, this you shouldn't eat. Why again? You should not eat them. So the Gemara says, this additional passage comes to tell us, Loi Seichlum. As if it would be a thing under the chof. Which means you shall not serve the non-kosher food to the child. So, in other words, in Atera, you're not supposed to educate him. If he eats non-kosher things, you're not supposed to teach him in Atera. The father is supposed to teach him if he's capable. But if you want to serve him something not kosher, you're not allowed to, and that's in Atera. Not only when you want to serve him something to eat is not kosher, you are not even allowed to tell the child to do a melacha on Shabbos, to open the light. He is not, if a child opens the light and he's too young and he doesn't understand and he wants to see something and opens the light and closes the light, there's no problem with that. You don't have to tell him not to if you don't want to educate him. But if you are telling him to open the light, then you are even not a chinuch, you are even a deraisa of late achilim, you should not cause him doing avail, even though he is not obligated. No. Even smaller than that. Late achilim means that you are not, you have it in front of you, as in the Gimel, in Seif Hay, it's that is going to So it will say, even afilu eini bar havona. Afilu eini bar havona. Utaisu minateira. You told them you're not allowed to serve him food which is not kosher, and you're not allowed to tell him Shabbat to do something that he is not allowed to. Obviously, there is no difference of age. Take a look. If you are causing him to do it, I will get to that specifically. No. The Reis HaKulim doesn't speak about any stage. And if they ask, so cook in the sea, in the last event of the sea, it says, V'chein, the melacha of Shabbos. But we'll get to this specifically. We'll discuss it today. Yes, correct. Yes, yes, what I just said. You are not allowed to tell him to open the light. But if he opens it, closes it, he shouldn't bother. Only to get the chinuch and then the father is a father. So now let's go back to Yom Kippur in Top Rish Design, where he says that that if he eats, you shouldn't bother him, but you should not serve him food. You're not allowed to serve him food. And the last line is, I will call him Osur Loh Litin Lefon of Lechem. He doesn't explain what the problem with Machilo Biodain. That he explained over there. So that we're going to discuss today. That over there in Shimon Gimel, he said, you're not allowed even loyigia l'chinuch. But here he says that you're not allowed for the same ma'achimim v'yidayim, but only when you hear l'chinuch. So what is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur?
What's
Shabbos? That's the verse. Without else. So, now, that explains the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But not here in Tafesh Zayin, and not there. But he explains that in Simei Reish Tamachter, when he speaks about the halachas of making Kiddush Shabbos. And we'll see soon how it fits in that. In Simei Reish Tamachter, he brings the minhag that once upon a time they used to make Kiddush and Shul Friday night. In some places they still do it. Why were they Mesachim which are doing always? Because in those days there was many people homeless and they had some food with them and they stayed in shul and they ate there, but they didn't have wine for their kiddush. So after Maariv, someone got up and made kiddush for all of them. And then they could eat. But it is a problem. When he is making kiddush, he is the one that had the house and is going to go home soon and eat there. He's not going to eat here in shul. So we know that any kiddush fellow will walk into that. So if he's not eating here, then his kiddush is not kiddush. So if the kiddush is not kiddush for him, then he's not allowed to drink the wine. Because you're not allowed to drink wine before kiddush.
How can you make the other kiddush not get inside?
Why not? He's making kiddush. If he's drinking, he's making them. They eat. But he can't drink it. What? No. You could blow shofar for somebody else, and you wouldn't be an eater. No problem. As long as you are obligated, you could be made to eat. But the problem is, who should drink the wine? So the thing is, what? Yes. But that was once upon a time. But later it became that people weren't so homeless. And they didn't have in every shul people like that. But still, the Takona used to make it, so they made it. Like we have today, Chador HaShas. Chador HaShas is there will be someone that doesn't know how to dance. Today there is no such a people because they have to do it, and everyone does in the regular shul. Because if you wouldn't have a sitter, maybe some people wouldn't know how to dance by heart. But if we have to do it, so we done. But we still say Chador HaShas. So the same thing, they still make kiddush, but here's the problem with doing the wine.
Doesn't the problem come afterwards? The problem comes afterwards, I guess. He's making kiddush, but Mishka Hat can walk his suit over the Bible. Who knows?
But he is thinking, to his home, so he is not allowed to bring Nabiya. So the Al-Grabi is asking, so the boss will say, Al-Grabi is explaining that, so what is the solution? That he should make the kiddush? But a child that he gives lechinuch. Why is he lechinuch? Because it's a child that is supposed to say a bracha, and he is listening from midbar to a bracha, and he is answering gomim, and then he is drinking. So it's okay. So somebody drink the wine. So what do we mean? See, the child is not supposed to drink all the kiddush. Okay, it's not so bad when the child drinks. But there is a problem. You are serving him. And that's a meaning for the Raisa, even though the drinking the Kiddush is not the Raisa. But if it's an issue to serve him, you are serving him. He should not need to drink something the Kiddush. So how could you do it?
You're a Kiddush man. You get the Kiddush.
No, Kiddush doesn't help because he's not going to eat here. The child is not going to eat here. He'll come with me home and he'll eat. He is there and he'll eat there. He will just drink the wine. And how? And then he's not allowed to drink wine. So the Alter Rebbe explains. The Tshuva of the Rambo asked this question and he explained it, and then the person wing it, and the Alter Rebbe explains that this issue of Tahilum that you are not allowed to serve a child. Something that he is not allowed to eat himself. That only by Isur Yahila, not Kasha. Or by Isur Miloha. By drinking wine? There's no problem with drinking wine. If only the time is not proper. So for that is not Leit Achilum. This whole Leit Achilum is not affected there. And as we see, that usually when the father comes late home, and the son becomes hungry, so mother turns to the whole kiddush. And what is the problem? Is he doing a veil? No. Because she is not serving him something which is not kosher, and she is not causing him to do a melachah shabbos. She is just giving him the food in the proper time when he is supposed to wait. And then the Alter Rebbe goes on and explains that as we see it in Kippur. אז מוציא את מינקיפר, שהרי מאכילים הקטנים ביים הכיפורים אפילו קודם שאין בכשעת סקונאים איתנו. So how are we, is the mother allowed to serve the child? So that shows that such a, by Yom Kippur and by Kiddush, it's not, the Leit HaChilul Zeh is not in effect. In fact. So she's allowed to serve. So therefore,
as you said before, if you're ready, the father has to tell him that he can't eat,
yes,
he can't hear.
Right.
So what age is it?
That's what we're going to discuss. That's what we're going to discuss. He tells that even his dear Machinuch, this is not effective. Because he is saying the thing that you should get a child that he gives Yakim Akkoyis Lakotin Shegir Machinuch. And he says the whole thing is not effective. And therefore, you can see that there is no problem. So why over there, in some of his design, he says that even a stranger, and certainly the mother, is not allowed to serve him food when he's still a year old, you know? So the answer is, it's very strange for the Alter Rebbe that he should do that. But there is 2 days, and Alter Rebbe here, he said like 1 day, but when it comes to Shin and Gimel, he said another day, and he doesn't bring both days in each place. It's either he decided later to pass him like that one, and he didn't have yet the when he should fix it here, or what happened, I don't know. We'll see now what it says about the same thing in Shin and Gimel. In Sivol. He says, he starts, the yes oimrim, that she called dogo shule torche shol tilik, she gain a filu shia, le gozru ben chachomim klau, and the leisa achilu. Mutter la achilu di yadayim, kol dogo she eid isuri, elu midi bertofrim im tofaka. If it's a darabonim, and it is something the child needs. So the Rabbanan said there is no Leisachilu. Not because it is not the time at the issue of time. It's because it's the issue of the Rabbanan and the child needs it. Avo kishi yigiyo lechinuch. And he continues to say, לפיכוך מוטור להפים לתינאי שהגיע לחינוך לקי של חידוס ומקשו ומקפס. The same question that he asked the Reis Amagim in Reis Amagim. So in Reis Amagim he answers because it is a mutter that is up, it is just the time is not proper. And therefore in Kippur you are allowed to. He says, because it's a Rabbanon. And you keep it, you are not allowed to. It's only on the Rabbanon, when the kid needs it, or we need it for the Kiddush, then we are allowed to. So it's three shittas, it's just against Shemu. And he finishes that you could rely on this Yesh Emrim. So according to this Yesh Emrim, the issue is, the matter is only by the Rabbanon, and when you keep it, you are not allowed to. So therefore, it says, what?
Yes.
That is only this time. You're not allowed to eat now, but it's a kosher food. Then, even in Kippur, there is no problem. The second day, here in Shin and Gimel, he says, no, only when it's a Yisur Rabbanon, you're not obligated that you could serve him. But in Kippur, there is no such a heta. When it comes to the beginning of the Seder, it's a final. So you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach matzah. And you're not allowed to eat chametz too. So the child is hungry and he wants to eat something. Are you allowed to serve him? So over there also the Alter Rebbe brings down the question. And he says, just like you could serve him in Kippur, and just like you could serve him by Kiddush, you could serve him matzah, Erev Pesach. Because it is only the time that you are not allowed to. That's like a Shabbat test. But when he comes here to Shishim and Gimel, he says, only the Rabbanon. So according to this, Jesus, let us now try to understand what is the state of the law, how he explains it in the first design in the Lohas of in Kippur. Here in Kippur he is divided. That till he gets to the age of education, every mother is serving food to a child when he's young and in Kippur. But the minute that he became 9 years old and he's supposed to fast, right away we say that it's like a hill. So according to the Shita of the Islamic fast, there is no like a hill here at all. According to the Shita of Shimon Gimel, there is like a hill even a small time. So how are we allowed to serve a small time? So let's see what the Alter Rebbe says in the beginning of Tafresh Tazah. Right when he starts Tafresh Tazah, he says a few words. Kol ha-dorim la-turim b'yim ha-kipurim b'shim ima bil-vad le-gozru al-aktani la-tiho mutol le-godil le-ha-achil et-akotik. What does this mean? He says a few strange words. Like God who are like that, who is God that? Before nine, you are allowed to serve him. Why? Because like God who are like that. What is this God who are like that? It's an easy answer. Like that, he looks. If you say like, you study the Eshel Achter, then there is no problem with that human here, even when he became 9 years old. If it's only by the abundance, so he is the Raisa. The Raisa the Kedin of Inkika, the Raisa the Kedin of Lezahilo, so why are you allowed, mother allowed to serve it, a child which is 3 years old to serve him food? What is Lake Gozum? But to understand that, we have to go a few simonim earlier in Hilchas in Kippur. What? Yes. But this we'll see in Tov Reishit Aleph, Sif Gimel.
He says that the dinim of the Kippur are somewhat different than regular dinim that says the Perej Chumash.
But here, the Torah doesn't say that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to bathe, you're not allowed to go with shoes. It doesn't say. It says, Se'une, you should have Inui. What is Inui? Chachomim decided Inui means these five things. So since the Torah gave to Chachomim this obligation to decide what is called Inui, so they also have the authority to decide that sometimes we're taking it off. No, it's not supposed to. To say it inside, the Isur Dorim Eilu Mosar HaKosun LaChachomim. Hashem gave it to the Chachomim, they should decide. The Heim Hikilu Bohem Kavakulis. To what we choose is one of the Hamishim Isurs, often the Isurs. But the Chachomim said that if you're going to the place where there is going and things like that, you're allowed to. It's not the Kodesh Mephoshet. So how could he say you're allowed to? Since the Eibester gave this to the Chachomim to decide, so they decide sometimes you eat on, sometimes it's off. So therefore, when it comes to Simon Tavrish as well, when he wants to explain why a mother is allowed to tell a child, He is saying, Legodru Hachomi. Even though it's an Iraita, but they are decided, so they decided that for a child till 9 is no education, no nothing. So then there is no problem in serving him, because you're not serving him something that he's not allowed to. He, by him, is not yet this test. So let's summarize again. Yes.
Sure.
Till he gets to 8 months.
So at the age of 9 and 10, if the child wants to feed themselves, it should be okay. But you can't feed them. Right?
Yes. Yes, for the mother. But the father is supposed to tell him, no, you're not allowed to.
He doesn't. He's not allowed to. He does it. We're not.
What he's allowed to study. Yes. Because of his obligation to educate him by stopping him from eating his mouth. He'll tell him that this is the hour. He's trying
to stop him. He's trying to stop him. He's trying to stop him.
He's trying to stop him. He's trying to stop him. He's trying to stop him. But a father is obligated to educate. Educate means stopping him. He is allowed to. If he feels it's better or he will do it like that. But he says that he is allowed to. If he wants to eat something not kosher, he is allowed to stop him. It's his obligation to make sure. So in general, again, to summarize, we have here two sheets now. One is in Siman Reish Samach Tes and Siman Tov Ayin Aleph, where he says that the whole idea of in Kippur, there is no din of Leit Achilut. If there is education, there is education. Otherwise, you are not a servant. When it comes to Simon Gimel and Hirtov Reish Tzayin, he says, even in Kippur, there is a din of Leit Achilut. But, when he is still young, the whole in Kippur is not held by him. That's why you don't tell him not to eat or to eat. Because it's not affected yet by him. To say that this is already completely understood, there are still some points that are not so clear. We are speaking about in Kippur. And as we mentioned before, after that comes Sukkos, when he is supposed to be educated not to eat in Sukkos. So we said that the Chachamim obligated the father to teach the son to eat in Sukkah when he becomes 6. Before that, they did not obligate him. But is the mother allowed to serve him to eat in house? It's like a hymn. So the Alkareta says, even if he got to the age of education, she is allowed to serve him. Why? Because she is serving him food. It's not like in Kippur, that he is not allowed to eat, he's allowed to eat. He has to go to the Sukkah. So maybe he'll go to the Sukkah. She's serving him food. He'll take it in Sukkah. He wants to eat it here.
I didn't start to eat here.
I found it. That's not how to have that explain. So I didn't do it at all. Right? That's after he got age. Now, before he got to this age, is she serving children how to eat? Is she feeding them? By us, the nation, by us, the Canadian system. Is she allowed not to serve it? Is she allowed to feed it when it isn't the time? It's the answer. So by Egyptian boundaries, there must be something more into it. Why serving a small child, there is no problem. And if this is needs explanation, we go one stage further. If it is, Und Gott sagt, darf es auch nicht. Ich darf nicht. Aber wie sagen wir das? But I'll go one step further. Every mother is breastfeeding her children on Shabbos, where she is causing the child to do schitter. You're not allowed to take out the milk from the cow near Taylor Shabbos. And even though this is only another way, but if somebody wants to feed himself from the cow, it says that it's the same thing. But it's not with the rice because it's b'shinu. And it's b'shinu. So why is she allowed? Okay, she's only the comest of us. And when he ate already and she continues, is that a problem? And when she has timberlock or anything else, and she could feed him something else, is that a problem to feed him Shabbos? Why is that with the Achilum? So this with the Achilum, we see that the Poskim are always looking for the reasons, but it's not completely yet all the details clear. Because the Rashi is asking why in Kippur, and he's asking why by Kiddush, and he's trying to explain, but this explanation doesn't help me yet for Sukkah or for Kippur, we found another reason, but still we see that before he got to the age of Chinuch, Isu, you're not allowed to. Shabbat, you're not allowed to. Now, there is the first, that even Eli Barabone, you're not allowed to cause him to open the mouth, you're not allowed to cause him to eat, to serve him non-kosher. But the last thing we'll discuss is what most people are doing. That the when they go Shabbos to shul, so the children want to eat something in Sarnash. So what do? Parents are not allowed to carry because there's no error. So what they do, they put it into the pocket, Sarnash, in the pocket of the child. Then the child himself is taking it to shul. And then he has a shul. And the child is allowed to do it himself. I'm not carrying it. I didn't tell him to carry it. But I caught it. I put it in to his pocket. And people are doing that. Why are people doing that? Because the Mishnah Berurah said there is no problem with it. And he brings the tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda. Why there is no problem? So he brings the person that says that if it's a rabbanon, and he did it, so there is no problem, as we explained. So he says, what? That he brings this vision, if it's the rabbanon, and if it's the Taylor, then you could do it. So let's see now, what is the Al-Tareb Shita about carrying? Because we just said this, the Al-Tareb Shita, this explanation, but we said it about drinking the four Kiddush, and eating, and in Kippur, and this Al-Tarebonon. But let's see what the Al-Tareb says about carrying. No, it's Kiddush, that's all right. So let's discuss. We have a siman reish tamach vov, which is a problem when someone comes with a train and he has a packet of money and the train stops and he's getting late and becomes Shabbos and he didn't get home yet. So he did there the money and go home without. But the Chacham said that we know it will tell him to do that he may not stand, withstand the historian, and he'll take it and he'll come home, and he'll do it easily, I say. So therefore, let's try to find a way that it's only a small issue that I've won, and we'll decide that in this case, we'll take it off. So therefore, the Mishnah, the Gemara says that if there is a goy, give it to him, even though you're not allowed to give a goy to carry on Shabbos for you. But it's better to do that than to cause you to carry, because we know that if you have in your pocket money, you will not withstand any story. You may not stand and withstand any story. So if he is a goy, if you don't have a goy, you should go in there, you're going with a horse, put it on the horse in a specific way, when you walk, when you start, whatever. If you don't go in the horse, you go with a child. So give it to him, and he'll take it. But you are not allowed to give it to him and he should carry it. You are supposed to make a whole thing that he shouldn't make the Akira, not the Anocha. It should be only when he starts walking, you put it on him. When he stops, you take it off from him. Why? So the Alter Rebbe explains. And here's the first paragraph. Mikomati. Even she idea she is a good shabbat of that thing later left, her eze kema hilom is so be a dime. But if a pain hetter, Emma, he shouldn't do a kira no. So we see that I'm carrying, if you want him to carry it for you, there is also the issue of letachil. Okay, maybe this is only when it's the child is doing the issue of the eraser. Let's see now if we are allowed to let the child do what is the rabbonim when he wants it. So we have a second book. We are not allowed to play guitar on Shabbos. Why? Because we may fix it. So the rabbonim said they shouldn't play. And therefore, they're not allowed to walk with bells that make noise. Because this is also a kind of a guitar playing. So, your child has a coat with belts. That's when he goes, he brings and he joins it. Shabbat comes. So, you're just putting him on the coat. And he walks with it and he makes the noise and he joins it. But you caused it, because you put him on the coat. So what is the din?
So the thing is Simon Shin Aleph Siv Chof Aleph.
So he says, in Yezbo and Imbo, if there is a bell, Hosu Lashia Kein, Asurim the Lopsh of the Shabbos. Asa Fish Akan Eise Zis Akosin, the child who does it himself, Veinu no Maturim Lahat Zis Akosin Mechru Shabbos, if he does it himself, Mikol Mekin, Otsur liten le malbu ze shazuk orbe. Sha eze kema ahim le isto bi yadak.
I to make him a little.
Nei, dat is alles. De dingen van, de gang heeft een ding van Nachim, als het om is maken, dan zijn we bij daar, dan is dat een mensen.
Oh, dat kan ik daarvan.
Oké, dat is daarvan. Dat is daarvan, dat is daarvan. But maybe, still, he really needs it. He enjoys it, but he doesn't really need it. So maybe we still did it, but if he really needs it, like something to eat something, then there is no problem. Maybe. We'll see. We're trying to understand what our Rebbe is.
And what age? 9 or?
No, we're speaking the 4 days of education. We're speaking about Lisa Hill, the Shabbos, the Rebbe says even a
Levon. You can't depend on yourself and the corporate itself. You don't have to stop.
No.
Really.
No, we need it. We need it for the din. So that he's explaining that. Then there's another din. Shabbos, we're not allowed to write. We're not allowed to race. Now, Peter, we're not allowed to race if it's for writing again. I want to race it to write something else. But if you're writing just like that, then we don't have one on it, also. So, there are cookies with leather on it. So we're not allowed to use it to Shabbos. Because you are erasing the letter that are on the cookie.
But, you have a cookie,
and you want to give it to your son. So you are allowed to give it to your son. But you are not allowed to feed it. Why not? So we'll see what it says in Shimon and Gimel, seek you. Rav Shaloi Yitzin Godin Lefech Tipshul Tinnit. It is something like sugar. If you are giving him, he could eat just the piece that is not the lettuce on it. If he wants to eat it, it's his food. But if you are putting it, feeding him, you're putting it into his mouth, it's laid out here. So you're not allowed to. So he was speaking about eight of our bottom. The child will see, but you're not allowed to feed it. Because it's not going to be back. So we see that even in such a case, there are bottom, and you will see it, and the child is, and you're not allowed to, it's not chiluk. But you're not allowed to, because it's not going to be back. Okay. Maybe you don't really need to eat the cookie. It is just time. He eats his bread. He wants to eat something enough. Let's see if there is a Yisrael Rabbonon and there shouldn't be, he should really need it. So you know where we'll go? We'll get to the Inkita. Back to our seminar Inkita in Tov Resh Tzadok. I will start the beginning of the scene. You are allowed to serve him when he's a little child, as we discussed before. We are allowed to serve him, we are allowed to bathe him. Now, they don't need to, it's not so necessary, so don't bathe him, as it says later. But in those days, you have to bathe the child, and you can bathe him. But, if you bathe your child, bathe him only with cold water, not with hot water. Even if it was warm yesterday. Why? So he explains. There is another takonim chachamim that you're not allowed to bathe Shabbos with hot water that was even cooked yesterday. As we know, even today when the way you go to the mikveh, she's allowed to go to the mikveh. But the bathing has to be before Shabbos. Shabbos are not allowed to bathe with hot water. The same thing we go to the mikveh, but we don't bathe. So it is about Rabbanim. Why Rabbanim matter? Because if there was a permit to bathe, so they would cook the water in the bathhouse and showers. So you're not allowed to bathe. So here, that we are matir lehachil lezakot if you die. And the baby, avaloya chesem of the famine kol gufei. Why? Because he said, this issue of bathing with hot water, is not the din of Yom-Kippur. It's the din of Shabbos. It's the din of the Melacha. And therefore, here is still in effect the din of Leitach with Yodayim. Lepichom, osur la'afeis and the cost of Yodayim. Shmei she'osur la'achil and Yodayim calls Arisum Shom Yisrael. It's not like the Yom-Kippur din. In Kippur din we already discussed that we don't have a problem with it, still small child. But here, when you want to bathe it, it's the issue of Shabbos. Shabbos will not matter for when you want it. So here we see, that's what Al Rebbe explained himself. It's not taken from question. That we see how Al Rebbe holds. Al Rebbe holds the deep whole heter of when it's only in the Rabbonon. It's only when the issue of the Rabbonim is the eating. Either when the time, either when it is the issue of eating without it. But when you're speaking about the Melacha Shabbos, you are not allowed to cause the child to carry the money, to wear something that has belts, to eat cookies with lettuce, or to bathe in hot water, even though they are the Rabbonim, even though he needs it. If he wouldn't eat the baking, then you wouldn't be masturbating. You're masturbating. But hot water is the problem of Shabbos. Who cares if it's the problem of Shabbos? It's the Rabbana. And he needs it. He needs the baking. We're thinking about someone that needs the baking. So we see how strict the Rabbana is for this, of carrying or doing something Shabbos, even when the kids need it. But you, he can do it himself. If you leave the candles on the shelf and he takes it, there's no problem. But if you put it into his bottle, like you put him to put the coat with the belt, then the issue with the Chilul Dedan still exists. So I don't know usually people doing it and they build it on the Mishnah Berurah, but I don't know according to all what we have mentioned how the Alter Rebbe would hold
that. The child will take the packet off, take
it off, and then push foot, take it off, before it goes out. Yes. So you are putting it in his pocket, so what? No. By Sukkah say, you are causing him to eat it in Sukkah. You are causing him to take it to the Sukkah. But when you put it into his pocket, and you put him on the coat, so he could take it off, sure. But you are putting it into the pocket for him to wear it.
So you should know that it's cold outside.
Okay, but you're putting the candies in the bucket.
Yeah, you should know that there's food for him to take if you want.
To take? So, for you, that's
what you mean. Or
for me,
if he doesn't want
to. Yeah. For me, then what did you do? If he is doing it, what did you do?
Leave it on the table.
Anyway, I don't know, I'm not saying anything. It has to be after all. But I'm just describing how the Alter Rebbe, and since we have just discovered.
So in the din of that is the Seda, and is the one thing in what case?
In
of
eating.
Only?
Issue of eating.
Of?
Issue of eating.
Of eating. I'm telling you, like, say, one of the prophets, it's a small program.
Turning on the light, doesn't have a certain top muscle. But he needs even another issue, which is the Rabbonim. And he needs it. But he says, since it's the issue of Shabbos, there is no solution. No, that's only worse. Even for himself, he's not allowed. I don't know. I can't find exactly a solution how to explain. We're speaking about him. No, but the Goy, there is another sugya in addition to all we spoke, that if a child does something, a malocha, for the Godel, is worse than a Goy does it for you. That's the Din Shem HaMadala. The Din Shem HaMadala, you're not allowed to tell a Goy to do a malocha for you. But if there is a fire, your house is on fire, and a Goy, so you're allowed to tell him, if you will close the fire, you wouldn't lose. Which means I'll pay you tomorrow, but he's not paying me. And in such a case, we permitted him. But if a child does it, you must stop it. Why? He does it on himself. But it's not either the din of chinuch, and it's not the din of tachilu. We discussed today two subjects. Today is tachilu and chinuch. Here there is a third one. That he is doing a malacha for me. So yes, shlichas la nochre lechumre, yes, shlichas la kot lechumre. But my goy does it because he knows that I will play him tomorrow. A kid doesn't work like that. He feels that I want it, he does it for me, not for me playing him tomorrow. Therefore, it's even worse.
Even
before him, if he does something, it has nothing to do with the dinim of chinuch. It's the dinim of shlichas lechumre. That's the Shem HaMedalat. I didn't bring it because we're not discussing this volume of shlichas lechumre. Maybe just for 3 years. Again, when he does it for you, in addition to Leita Hilum, as we discussed now, that you are not allowed to cause him to do it, just like you are not allowed to give him the packet of money, you should take it home, when you are allowed to lose a lot of money, but you are not allowed to give it to him, because Leita Hilum, in addition to that, when he does it for you, then it's a shlichas lechumre.
That's
my commitment,
impactes in the future letters. Is it that the Shitter of is it with the moon that is within the storm?
To cause your child to do on the mocha. Even he is not in the age of chinuch, and as you see here in the Rebbe says in Simen Shin Mem Gimel in Seif Hey, that even afilu einei bar habonik lav, shenem alei teich lo birshach ahot lei tachilu, the also na gimel the chinuch child to me, and afilu the dorim, for afilu the child to give us also. Anyway, the reason why I bought this paper, because we discussed today different pictures to get from everything the general picture in 20 different pieces in different places now coming to know. That's why if you want to later look it over, so you have all the pieces. I'm going to go to the next one.